When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month. Experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. And if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew, Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Okay, the Packers are coming to town on August 18th, on the 17th. Or let me rephrase that. They're going to have a practice with the Packers before that August 18th game. Matt LaFleur, the head coach, says he likes being able to work with another team, just doesn't want to do it too long. Like some marriages, you know, want to do it just for a short amount of time.
Okay.
You don't want to spend too much time together because you know it's going to wind up ending in a fight. I have firsthand experience in that.
That's a...
On the second go around, it's good.
Yeah, I was going to say.
First go around, not so much.
Well, okay.
Yeah. And then again, it's not going to cost anybody anything like it will, like it did for me. But I digress. You like the idea of just one practice?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I'm still digesting your marital history.
Yeah, well.
But, you know, yeah.
Mac's wife's a great lady. She is. Just saying it ended for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean.
Just ask First Bank.
Statistically, you're in a majority, right?
Yes.
We are.
Right.
So, anyway. Yeah, I'm okay with, fine. If that's what Matt LaFleur wants to do, I mean, whatever. As long as it works for the Broncos, which I'm sure it'll work. I mean, I like the practices with other teams. I think you control the practice. You can put teams in situations there where you want to see them, how they react to them, instead of the basically just kind of 52-card pickup that a exhibition game is. You can work on things specifically. I like being able to work on things specifically. That's how I practice. Well, I don't care what sport it is.
When the Rams were here last year, maybe I was the only one thinking about this. Even though they practiced against each other, they didn't practice a lot against each other. They do all their individual drills.
No, they did units. Yeah, they did units. They didn't do much 11 on 11.
Right. So what's the point?
Well, you're working 7-on-7. You're working on...
Why not work, I mean, against another team?
Yeah, you're working against different guys.
It just didn't feel last year. Now, I'm sure if they laid it out on a spreadsheet, I could be wrong. I'm just saying when I watched those teams practice, it seemed like the Broncos were with the Broncos the majority of the time, and the Rams were with the Rams the majority of the time. And then they got in some stuff. It felt like they were practicing against each other maybe 25% of the
time. So where are you in general on team against team? Are you more
a lot? Are you all the time?
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of being there.
Yeah. So you like it?
Yes.
Yes. Me too. Yeah. I mean, I think that you can get a lot out of it. And I think that you can get more out of it than an exhibition game.
And by that time in training camp, when the guys are tired of hitting each other, let them hit somebody else, right?
Yeah. I think, for instance, something that will be really interesting is working the new kickoff rule.
Yeah.
Against another team. I think that will be very interesting. You're going to do a lot of that work, and the Broncos do a ton of special teams work. And it was reflected last year.
It's funny because special teams generally speaking, is thought of at times by fans specifically as an afterthought.
Ooh, be careful about that, fans.
No. Well, yeah. I mean, think about it. Do you really get any scoring out of special teams besides field goals? You don't. Punting, I understand, is field position. It's about the offense and the defense. In this particular case, with the rules change, I think here, when you talk about great offensive coordinators, you could probably rattle off five guys that you would say are probably near the top of the list. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
Okay. When you talk about great defensive coordinators, is it fair to say you could probably rattle off the top five guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for fun, and I know you can't name the names because I know I can. Give me the top five special teams guys in the league. You can't, because it's not that it seems non-consequential. We know that it is. The funny thing is we only really talk about special teams when we talk about the referees, meaning we only talk about the special teams when we talk about offensive linemen, when bad things happen.
I don't know.
You will get your occasional punt return for a touchdown. You'll get your occasional kickoff return for a touchdown.
I think it's going to be more than occasional this year.
And that's my point.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're going to find out quickly who the best special teams guys are as coaches with the way they take an empty canvas.
Yeah.
And what kind of painting do they put on there? Is it a Picasso or is it a finger painting? Because with this new rule, you really have a chance to make a serious dent, a serious difference.
When I think special teams, I always think field position first. Always.
I do too.
Always.
But there's nothing. But you know what the funny thing is? Here. This is what. Okay, I'll ask. You're the wrong one to ask.
Usually that's always the case.
Well, no, you're the wrong one to ask because you're at all the games. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, Alex, if the Broncos are on offense, are you getting up to get a beer in the fridge or going to the bathroom?
No, I want to watch that possession.
What about on defense?
Preferably, I would wait, but I would rather go to the bathroom or get a beer when they're on defense than offense.
Fair answers.
But hopefully would take my bathroom break during halftime.
Well, what if their defense is good? Would you go to the bathroom?
Less so than offense. I still want to watch offense more so than when the defense is on the field.
How about when they're punting?
If I had to go to the bathroom during game
you're
play?
Absolutely
when
going.
They're punting.
Yes. Are you going to the fridge on a kickoff? Of course you are.
Yeah.
Right. And that's my point. That's how your bathroom breaks are scheduled. Outside of commercial, outside of halftime, around which unit is out there. Okay. And I'm guessing for most fans out there, 50% of the time, if they really wanted a bite to eat, they're waiting for special teams to march on the field.
Is that
fair to say?
That is.
Absolutely.
There we go. Yeah. Now.
I don't know if there's a lot of very dependable data. I would agree with it, but I think that's a pretty fair simplification.
Well, I think wearing adult diapers, then you can stay the entire time.
Bingo.
If you want to. But with the new kickoff rule, I am guessing you're sticking around for that.
just to see how weird it looks. Believe me, I've seen it already. It's odd.
But you're going to see bigger plays.
Yes.
So my point is, you're going to lose a lot of weight when the new kickoff rule comes into effect, A, because you're not going to be in your pantry as much, and B, you're going to be sitting on the toilet more. So there's a real duality there. You're going to lose more weight in two different areas. Thank the NFL for that.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I don't know what made me think of it, but it's sadly true. Isn't it?
Yeah. I've always liked special teams. I watch special teams.
You're a football nerd guy.
I am a football nerd guy.
And that's okay.
I'm an in the weeds guy, and I admit it. But I do think, and I will guarantee you, without people having ever seen it, you're going to want to watch kickoff returns this
year.
Sean Payton has already said, if there were three or four kickoff returns for touchdowns last year, there will be double digits this year.
Right.
And there will be.
So it's going to be safer, and it's going to be more exciting.
Which is a win-win.
Coming up after the break, the curious case of Val Nichushkin. What should the Avalanche do to help him out and help the team, considering what they did before, twice already did not work? That's next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the two-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Ah, the sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month, experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman on Wednesday, June 5th. There's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you've never had authentic Cajun cuisine, there's only one spot in all of Denver you need to go to. That is Nola Jane. They have six different po' boys, including the classic, the Debris, which is outstanding. They have a gator sausage po' boy that is outstanding as well. Always got to start with a bowl of sausage gumbo with dirty rice, which is outstanding. And if you're looking to have what is really a better hurricane than they serve at Patty O'Brien's down on Bourbon Street, you need to go to Nola Jane, because that stuff is made with real juice, as opposed to the one down there that gets you drunk real fast, which can be fun, I suppose, but that's loaded up with sugar. So you're drunk and you're trying to pass out, but you can't because you have too much sugar in your system. Nola Jane. Go down to Lodo off of Market Street, and then with the weather getting nice, hang out on their rooftop deck. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingandWindows.com.
What is wrong with me?
What is?
I don't know, man.
You're in a good space this morning.
Though. I don't know if I'm in a good space.
Come on, man. Yeah, you are.
I'm in a better space than Valentin Chuchkin. Tell you that.
Yeah.
So he's in the player assistance program next 6 months. Everybody obviously knows that. Avs don't have a lot of flexibility with his contract. Mm-hmm. Now they could go LTIR, long-term injured reserve list. They can, do what it seems like the Vegas Golden Knights do all the time with their players, and suddenly they have a pretty good-looking roster by the time the playoffs roll around.
Gabe Landeskog has been gone for 2 years. He's been on that kind of plan.
Right.
So
I don't know what the Avalanche have done for him after the first misstep, playoffs last year, then when he came back during the regular season. But clearly what they are doing is not working. I don't know what they have done, so I can't say what they should be doing, but whatever they are doing is wrong.
I know this. There needs to be accountability in this regard. If you are going to move forward, and contractually it appears, unless something is made available to the Avs that I am not aware of, they are going to be responsible for this contract as of today through 2030 to the tune of $6+ million a year.
Which ironically is a pittance if you're an NBA player.
Right.
But
that's pretty good money in the NHL.
It's great money. You know why? Because you just said something to me in the break. What are the new proposals for the NBA rights deals?
$5.2 billion for ESPN, $5 billion for ESPN or for NBC.
I don't know.
Over $10 billion of TV rights.
$10 billion. Mr. Powers, red hot magma. Point is, I don't know if the NHL has had $10 billion in television revenue in the history of their sport.
Cumulatively?
Right.
Right.
That's why NBA players get paid that much more. But $6 million is a pretty big hit.
I'd take it.
Right. So what can the Avalanche do? I don't know what the CBA will allow. I mean, do you suggest to Val, if the CBA will allow it, we want to drug test you every day?
Yeah.
Do you have a nanny cam in his house? Do you put an ankle bracelet on him? I mean, what do you do? Because you're trying to protect him from himself, but selfishly, you're trying to protect your investment.
You have two of the greatest players in the world in their prime on this team, the same team at once. And you have won a championship. You have missed, swung and missed on two others. You are undeniably in a window.
Wait, swung and missed. What do you mean on two others?
In the last 2 years, you've swung and missed. You haven't gotten there.
Oh, okay.
You haven't gotten there. But in both years, Val Natushkin let his team down, period.
Yeah.
We can talk about, well, they wouldn't have won this series, or they, I don't care. He wasn't there for his team. Who was the leading scorer in the playoffs this year for the Colorado Avalanche?
Goal scorer, you mean?
Goal scorer, yes. Yep. Val Natushkin.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. He let him down in Seattle. Yep. He let him down here against Dallas, basically hours before playing a key game four at home in a series at that point. They could have won it after. They could have won it after game five.
Okay, what I'm about.
Could have, but didn't.
I'm about to go to a really dark place here, and I mean this sincerely. They have 6 years left on that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're hoping he screws up again, and then he's suspended for the rest of his career, and then they get out of that full contract.
Hmm. Well, that, I mean,
I would think they'd get out of that full contract.
I
don't know. Ironically,
I hadn't thought about it in those terms.
I do not know.
Yeah.
If that would still count against the cap. I don't see how the NHL will allow that to count against the cap for however many years.
I think it's really good on the NHL's player union that they have allowed protection for players looking for help with mental or addiction issues.
It's great.
That's great. I we're all for that, right? I certainly am. I'm for it. I get it. It's a real thing. And I appreciate that. But the Avs are in a very, it's not untenable, I hope, but they're in the very difficult position of having to work the roster for next year with a $6 million hole in it, because he doesn't get paid, that roster spot doesn't get paid until he is back, he comes back and is reinstated. But you still can't replace a spot on your roster.
Well, LTIR, you can.
You can, if that's...
Yeah, well, no, you can.
Yeah, you and, can, and then it gets if taken you're off allowed to do that, right.
Well, I would think that you are for however many months, but remember, it's not a lot of months.
Yeah, supposedly back in November. He's back to a position where he can be reinstated in November.
He's going
to
miss a month of the season. That's it.
Right. But the questions that go beyond this is, do you want him back?
Right.
That's the first fundamental question that has to be asked here. Do we want this guy back? Right. That has nothing to do with, do we want what's best for him? Do we want what's best for him and his family? Those are all things that we answer in the affirmative. Of course we want that for him. Mm-hmm. He's a human being first, but there is a huge investment in the team's present and future that Val Natushkin cannot be counted on to be accountable for. He has not proven to be a dependable guy at the most important times of the last 2 years for this franchise. How in the world can you honestly go into next year and the beyond thinking that he is a piece to this puzzle? And that's without even thinking about how do the guys in the locker room feel about
this? Here, let me take this another direction.
Go.
Over the next 5 years... For the next 6 years or whatever it is. So for Natushkin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
the last year
six.
Is 29-30.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's 6 years, right?
Yep.
Now let's go to another player, and that is Gabe Landeskog. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, he's...
Over the next 5 years, which player... do you think has a better chance of fulfilling his contract over the next 5 years? Gabe Landeskog or Val Natushkin?
Wow.
You want to talk about this after the break?
I mean,
for as goofy as I've been all morning, That
you
might
be, have landed on something.
That might have been the most intelligent question I've had all morning. Or maybe this year so far, and we're almost in June.
Well, I'm going to go with Gabe Landeskog because I know he has the want to. I don't know where Val Nichushkin is.
Right, but want to.
No, I hear you. He hasn't played in 2 years, right?
One is based on the neck up, mm-hmm. and the other one is based on the neck down. And unfortunately, the neck up doesn't control the neck down. The neck up has nothing to do with the neck down.
I wouldn't say my level of confidence in either case is high.
Of course it is. That's why I asked the question. Who do you have more confidence in?
But if you're asking me straight up, who do I have more confidence in? I'll have more confidence in Gabe Landeskog, who I think is doing everything humanly possible to get back on the ice to fulfill a need for him.
Yeah.
A need for him to come back, to be back, and to be a part of this team.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, I don't think that my confidence level is high for either at this point. I know this. Gabe's coming back would not be harmful, worrisome,
well, of course.
Destructive.
Of course.
He's
the captain of the team.
But you're asking me a question about one against the other. And so I'm trying to arrive at a logical conclusion for my level of confidence,
right,
which is not high. It would be Gabe Landeskog.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if it was me, I'd be like, figure out how to separate ourselves from Val Nichushkin. I get how good a player he is. I get it. But you're burning years now. And the totally undependable nature of this player has been harmful to this team.
Well, think about this for a second. When you talk about somebody with addiction issues, when people who have addiction issues talk about themselves, when they say they're 1 year clean, 1 year, that is an enormous accomplishment.
I understand.
Take it from somebody who smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
If I have not smoked for 1 month, I know it seems completely inconsequential to people who don't. That's a long time not smoking for a month. More or less being clean from his addiction issues for the next 6 years. A month is a huge accomplishment for anybody with addiction issues. Mm. And I'm addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah.
A month is a long time. I could not, I mean, it is so far beyond the horizon line for me to think to myself, if 1 month is a big deal, to go 72 of those months, which is over the next 6 years.
Well, that's I mean,
now one
that puts a pretty strong real spin on things,
now.
So,
not to make a comparison, I've never dealt with drug or alcohol issues, but there is a slight difference in cigarettes. The more you smoke them, the more you want them because of that little thing called nicotine.
Ah, gotcha.
It keeps you coming back for more.
Think about how bad.
Marijuana doesn't keep you coming back for more. Keeps you hungry, but it doesn't keep you coming back for more.
Huh. Think about how bad Val Nichushkin's addiction must be if he knows that he's under the watchful eye of the Players Assistance Program. He knows, I would imagine, to some degree, his scheduling for testing, or maybe there's just unannounced testing. And he still can't stop himself from doing something for a team that on some level has to mean something to him.
At the risk of sounding like a psychologist here, I think that drug addiction and alcohol addiction, A, can be hereditary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm Jewish. So I fall into that category.
Right.
A lot of Jewish doctors.
You should have been one.
Correct.
Or a lawyer.
I believe the drug addiction and alcohol addiction outside the hereditary component of it is directly tied to mental health issues. You are doing drugs to forget about something. Hmm. You are drinking to forget about something. What are you trying to forget about? What are you trying to mask to forget about what is going on in your life?
Hmm.
What they should target is the mental health issues, because while it's fun to do drugs and it's fun to drink, generally speaking, when it all wears off, you pretty much forgot about what happened while you were high or while you were drunk. What are you trying to forget about? Because I think most people would be happier enjoying life if they were happy. But when they're not happy, what are you trying to forget about? What are you trying to mask with the drugs and alcohol? And I'm guessing that's what this treatment program is about.
That would be a pretty good lob right there.
Coming up after the break, Michael Porter Jr. If the Nuggets are going to improve this offseason, not by subtracting him, but by adding and helping move forward with what they're trying to accomplish, knowing all these other teams are improving, moving forward, is keeping him the greatest idea? Not a knock on him. They would still be a very, 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 very good team with him, but with his salary. But it's not like if he made $5 million a year, sure, keep him.
Sure. But he ain't.
But you can't really build this roster with that big of a salary still on the books. That's next. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. What you
say? Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. Ah, the sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month, experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everything to you. You say you wanna start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you wanna leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, June 5th, Government Fleet Vehicle Auction, featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, and more. Auction will be open soon. And if you want to learn about upcoming auctions, go to RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now. What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to RollerAuction.com/MHS
and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about the first apron and the second apron and the luxury tax and, you know, the salary cap and things like that. Let's say they lose KCP. I think they will.
Okay.
I don't know if Reggie Jackson is going to want to come back on his deal.
Right.
But let's say they lose both those guys. You don't have DeAndre Jordan under contract. You don't have Justin Holiday under contract. With all of that stuff, if they don't come back, you're still kind of close to the second apron.
Still anyway, spending a lot of money.
Do they need to tweak, run it back with what they have, and maybe fill in what they can? Or should that not a roster overhaul, but should they look, knowing that Aaron Gordon is going to be up for a new deal, knowing that Jamal Murray is going to be up for a new deal, and that's going to be more money as they get closer, if not into. Listen, they're already $1.5 million under that second apron, which is where you don't want to be because it's punitive. Do they need to seriously consider trading? It's not going to be Jokic. It's not going to be Murray. And it's probably not going to be Aaron Gordon because Aaron Gordon is not going to get a max deal.
Right.
With that, is Michael Porter Jr. your only option that you seriously have to consider trading?
Yes and no. And the yes is, yeah, if you're going to do something closer to an overhaul, that's the option that you have, in my opinion.
I think it's the only option that you have.
Right. But here's my concern. Now you're talking about losing KCP and MPJ. So now you are replacing essentially
two starters.
Two starters. Ooh.
Best starting five in basketball.
And it starts to get, that's because now you are not only trading talent, you're trading pieces that work within the puzzle.
You're trading one piece. You're losing the other piece.
Well, I know, but you're no, I'm talking about different definition of trade. Now you're replacing not only talent, two starters, you're replacing talent that has been shaped in the image of a team,
right,
and a leader on a team that has worked. Now all of a sudden you are starting in on two new guys. Now, maybe you're promoting from within, and Christian Brown is one. That's fine. Then you've got a guy that's ready made. You hope that Peyton Watson can continue to evolve. He's a young talent that has to continue to get better. We understand that. I'm not sure about.
Okay.
I'm not sure about going with two new starters.
Okay. So
tough one.
If you had a choice, keep KCP, bring him back 2-3 more years, or trade Michael Porter Jr., or would you keep Michael Porter Jr. and let KCP walk? Who's more valuable to you?
I think that if I could, I would keep KCP and trade Michael Porter Jr.
As would I.
And it's and again, I really want to make sure that people understand this.
It's not a knock on Michael
Porter Jr. Not a knock.
No.
Dude has ceiling.
It's his salary.
It's his salary. He is a max player.
Right. Think of what you can do with $35 million a
year.
You better think. You're trying to do to me. Think. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
R-E-S-P-E-C.
We'll discuss a little more of the wild start to the Celtics-Pacers series and also get into the NFL planning to trial an electronic system for measuring first downs during preseason games. That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders.
The sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month, experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, June 5th, there's a government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com, probably in about a little less than a week. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it.
In Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, the Celtics outlasted the Pacers in overtime, 133-128, to take a 1-0 series lead. Jaylen Brown hit a clutch three from the corner to force overtime, and then Jason Tatum took over from there. He scored 10 of his 36 in overtime. Also, Kristaps Porzingis could make his return to the playoffs as soon as Game 4. So obviously, big news there for Boston. After that exciting Game 1 last night, what kind of series do you think we'll get?
I thought Indiana really squandered a golden opportunity to establish a beachhead in that series. There were so many ridiculous turnovers. I mean, I'm thinking of two of them from Halliburton, the inbounds pass that Siakam fumbled out of bounds, then the fact that Siakam goes under a screen, or did he go over a screen? I can't remember. He was screened and couldn't get to the corner. You can foul in that situation. You're up three. You can foul in that situation. In fact, why don't you foul before the ball is even inbound?
I was thinking the same thing. They were in the
Seriously,
bonus.
Seriously, what do you do? Put him at the line and get a rebound and finish out the game. It was the most nonsensical finish to a basketball game that I have seen in a long time. And Indiana should be kicking themselves in their ass. I'm serious. Because they just blew it. And they didn't blow it once. They blew it like three different times. It was incredible.
Well, this question has been asked many times. Would you rather get blown out or would you rather lose a close game? Let's dig a little bit deeper. Forgetting about whether it was Game 7 for the Nuggets in which they blew a 20-point lead in the second half, or the way the Pacers lost last night in Game 1. Which one is more painful as a player? Which one is more painful for a fan base? Losing the way Indiana did or losing the way the Nuggets did, notwithstanding whether it was Game 1 or Game 7. Just say it was Game 2, whatever it is, of a playoff series. Which one feels worse?
So I take the whole game, like what it means in what kind of game it is.
Well, if it's Game 7, it's all going to be painful.
Yeah, that's pretty painful in a Game 7. So,
well, wait. What if last night's game was Game 7 and they lost that way?
Well, I mean, then it would be Indiana.
Would it be worse if you're?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
They had the game. They had the game won.
Could you imagine how awful it would be if you are a player on that team, if you are a fan base, that you lost game seven in that fashion?
Oh, my God. Eric, it's not like Boston was doing anything.
They kept missing shots.
They kept
end.
Missing shots.
Yeah.
And it's not like they were doing anything defensively
right.
that should have had Indiana playing outside of its normal level of comfort. It was just, go back and watch the last 40 seconds of regulation and even overtime in that game.
Yeah.
It will be head shaking.
All right, just in case you missed it, a potential big change as the NFL plans to trial an electronic system for measuring first downs during preseason games. If the trial is successful and receives approval, the tracking system will be fully implemented for the regular season. The traditional sticks and chains method would then serve as a backup to this electronic system. What are your thoughts on the league testing out the electronic system in the preseason?
Welcome to the party, pal. What the hell took you so long? Haven't we had this tech? I mean, I've been looking at tennis balls going in or out for 10 years.
You can't be serious.
I mean,
you can't be serious.
No, you can't be serious that you're still using a chain in this day and age to mark first downs.
Stop it. Okay, crazy question. Do you have any problems if people lose jobs over this?
The chain gang?
Yeah, you have any problems if people lose jobs over this? Very simple question, yes or no?
No problem.
Good. Do you have people losing jobs over AI? Because hundreds of thousands of people will.
That's the way of the world. That's the way it's going.
Okay.
Look, I don't...
As long as you're consistent about
here,
it.
Here's what I'll say. There's a caveat there. People that do it for NFL games are not doing it for a career. Those are people that are getting a stipend for whatever game it is. It's not like... You know,
what do you do for a living? I move chains on Sundays.
I move chains on Sundays.
I'm on the chain gang on Sundays.
I got good seats.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a difference there.
But you can't be serious, man. Hey. You cannot be serious.
One of the most...
The question, jerk!
One of my most fun interviews was with John McEnroe.
I bet it was.
I can tell you this. I love John McEnroe.
Yeah.
Love his candor. I love his intelligence. I love his thoughtfulness. I love his on the edge.
Yeah.
I like me some John McEnroe.
Yeah, as do
a
I.
A lot.
He was my favorite player growing up.
Yeah, he was my favorite too. He really was.
Of course, when I played tennis growing up, and I did play competitively, I took on some of his characteristics and not a weird-looking serve or a great serve and volley game, and I wasn't very good on grass.
But damn it, you
but
have
I
the
digress.
Same attitude.
And I never had that much hair. and I didn't marry a rock star.
Oh.
That is going to do it for us. Guys, you were fantastic today. Brett, mustacheless Brett.
He looks good.
He does?
Yep.
Alex, you always look good, clean
marvelous,
shaven.
Marvelous, marvelous.
I've never seen you with any hair on your face in my life, Bruce.
Had a mustache once.
Are you like a hairless cat?
Ooh, I'm not hairless, man. There's
welcome to my underground lair.
No. No. You don't want to see me. No, that's no.
Porn stash. Bow, bow, no. Bow, bow.
No.
Bow. Make it the best possible day you can.
Later.
Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.